You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Senator Joe Grifo of Rome will be among the Republicans in the chamber waiting for and then closely examining the specifics of Governor Cuomo's many proposals outlined in Tuesday's State of the State and Budget Address. The Deputy Minority Leader says a $3 billion deficit combined with new spending and programs doesn't seem to add up. Grifo hopes his caucus can advocate for upstate's needs and reverse some significant problems.
You still see this outward migration. You still see that the taxes are too high. Even though we're trying to address them, we need dramatic change, in my opinion. So that means you have to reconsider and reprioritize how you're spending, where you're spending, and it is the goal and objective to make the state competitive.
Grifo says reviewing the state's economic development programs and placing a moratorium on new unfunded mandates might start to level the playing field. He says he's not a fan of loading policy into a fiscal document, as the governor did, and doesn't think Democrats should feel rushed to push the proposals through.
The 100-day pace just doesn't serve the best interests of the people that we all represent. I recognize that they may feel that these things were held and long overdue. But the fact is, we still should do this in a manner and method that really is looking at what's being done for the right reasons.
Grifo says it seems to be a foot race to see who can run the fastest to the left between the governor and the new Senate majority. He wants to make sure that every proposal is properly vetted.
It's okay to propose new policy, to advocate for new policy. But let's really do a thorough examination and know the benefits and the consequences of what you're doing. It's incumbent upon many of us, and that's some of my concerns, that we're not allowing for the stakeholders, for the public, to have more understanding in order to determine how they feel.
Grifo says that will vary greatly depending on geography, politics, and philosophy. He says the governor didn't give enough attention to fiscal issues, which are equally important. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.